Senate Republican budget lead Linda Wilson says Senate Republicans and Democrats work together on the $69 billion operating budget.
I look at Republican priorities, public safety, affordability, and K-12, and see support for each in this budget.
Wilson hopes future Senate budget negotiations are also bipartisan. She was relieved that increases in property tax hikes and real estate excise taxes were not included in the spending plan.
In fact, there are several smaller tax reductions assumed in the budget.
House Democrats didn't allow Republicans to participate in the budget writing process, resulting in some spending that most legislative Republicans couldn't support. Meanwhile, Senators Mark Schessler and Curtis King headed up Republican efforts on the bipartisan capital and transportation budgets.
This was, first and foremost, a statewide capital budget.
It's a transportation budget that I really am very proud of.
I'm Tracy Ellis.